morning. Today's daf is Ayin in Shabbos. We're in the seventh parak of Masechta Shabbos. We are learning about Melachos Shabbos. We are first going to have a general discussion about Melachos from a global perspective, and then we're going to speak about the Melachos in more specific terms. When we speak about Melachos in more specific terms, we'll be daf Ayin Gimel, which, as I just calculated, is going to be on Shabbos. Shabbos, we talk about the Avos Melachos, the 39 actual Melachos. But up until that point in time, from the beginning of the seventh parak until the Mishnah 9 Gimel, what we are going to be discussing is globals in more general terms. And more specifically, we're talking about the Karban Chatas. We of course all know, we've been doing this now for a couple of days, that if a person is Mechal Shabbos, so he violates an Isidar Raisa, not only is it a law in the Torah, negative prohibition, the Torah, in addition to that, it's also a Chiyuv Kares. Because it's a Chiyuv Kares, as the Gemara explained to us a couple of days ago, So the shogig, if a person inadvertently is mechal Shabbos, so he has to bring a karban chatas. Karban chatas comes whenever a person violates an isuri kares. In fact, the Mishnah increases, the first Mishnah increases, which is found in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, increases, goes through all 36 isuri kares, and it's therefore consequently all 36 times in the Torah where you bring chayv a karban chatas. Although, to be a little bit more accurate, now Mishnah increases, of the 36, only 34 of them bring a karban chatas, because two of them are a mitzvah aseh, a positive commandment. Either way, Shabbos is one of the yisurim in the Torah where you're going to bring a karban chatas. The bringing of the karban chatas is, again, as I explained, only in the case of shogeg. How are you shogeg vis-a-vis Shabbos? So there are a number of ways that you could be shogeg. And in fact, the Mishnah, which we started off the whole discussion back on the bottom of Samach Zainam and Beis, goes through three different ways that a person can be shogeg. Number one, a person can forget about Shabbos entirely. Meaning, as we described already, the human mind is quite delicate, quite fragile, and a person could just simply have escaped him that there's something called Shabbos altogether. He knew about Shabbos, he went to yeshiva, he got a rudimentary education, let's even say he got a good education, but he forgot, he just totally forgot about Shabbos. So, Hashokhech Iker Shabbos, and that went like that for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, let's even go a year. Okay? So such an individual is only going to be chayv to bring one karban chatas. That is what one way a person can be shogeg. Another way a person can be shogeg, said the Mishnah, is that he knows about Shabbos, but every time Shabbos morning comes around, he wakes up, and in a state of grogginess, he does not realize that today happens to be Saturday. He thinks that today is Sunday, he thinks that today is Friday. Who knows what he thinks, but he does not think that today is Saturday, i.e. consequently, he has forgotten that today is Shabbos. He knows about Shabbos, he knows about the concept of Shabbos, he forgot that today is Shabbos. So such an individual also is considered a shogeg. That is what's called Shigaga Shabbos, where he has forgotten that today is Shabbos. Such an individual is going to need to bring a karban, but as the Mishnah already described to us, only one karban for that entire Shabbos. Even if he violated, let's say, 10 different malachas on that particular Shabbos, but he's only going to have to bring one karban, because really what at the root of his shogeg is that he forgot that today was Shabbos. And finally, the third example of a person being shogeg is where the person knows today's Shabbos, remembers when he wakes up in the morning, it's Shabbos today, but he forgot about a particular malacha. So he forgot that plowing is aser, threshing is aser, and he forgot, or cooking is aser. So he forgot about a particular malacha. So there he has to bring a karban chatas for each and every malacha that he violated. And then the Mishnah went on to explain that there is such a thing as tolado, subcategories, and if a person violates an av and its tolada, so then he's only going to have to bring one karban chatas for the av and its tolada. Good. That is what we saw back in the Mishnah, and I say all this, of course, by way of review. We had a very detailed discussion yesterday. What are the particulars, what are the specifics regarding shogeg? Meaning, what's the baseline threshold of what a shogeg would be? So if you recall yesterday, we had a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, exactly what you have to be in order to qualify as a shogeg. Rav Yochanan says that what qualifies a person a shogeg is that, let's say on Shabbos, he knows that Shabbos, he knows that it's Aser, he knows that he's not allowed to do malachas on Shabbos, but he forgot that attached together with the sisters and Isser Kares. He forgot the severity of the punishment of Shabbos. Rav Yochanan says such an individual is considered a shogeg. Reish Lakish disagrees with his brother-in-law. Reish Lakish says no, that the definition of a shogeg is he has to have forgotten both the chomer ha'onesh, he has to have forgotten about karif, and he has to, while having done the malacha, having forgotten that it's also a lav as well. He has to be shogeg b'karetz uvalav. That's the opinion of Reish Lakish that we did yesterday. Gemara took us off on a little bit of a tangent yesterday, fascinating tangent about the person who gets lost in the desert. How is he going to be a Shomer Shabbos? You remember the Gemara yesterday, the Gemara talked about he has to do just enough every day in order so that he survived. But in other words, any given day could be Shabbos. And then how is he going to remind himself that there's this thing called Shabbos? So what he does is he just counts, today will be day one, whatever day it is. And then on the seventh day, he'll make Kiddush, he'll make Havdalah, and for that, he'll have some semblance, some memory of what Shabbos is. Okay. And we continue, we're on the bottom of Samach Tes Amud Beis, and we're at the two dots, we're about seven lines from the bottom of the Amud, Hayodei Iker Shabbos, Menan Emili. And today is going to be a lot of drushas. So stay with me as we go through all the drushas of the Gemara. How do I know this? Remember now, as I already reviewed, there are three different cases of shogeg in our Mishnah, and where does all this come from? How is all this generated? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rava Bar Avua, Trei Karai Ksiva. So the Gemara says like this: well, we do have two pesukim v'shem reisos haShabbos, so that one pasuk is in Parshas Kisisa, and then Uksiva Shabbos Asai Tishmaru, and there's a pasuk in Parshas Achrimos HaKeitzad. So now what's the discrepancy between these two pesukim? So what the first pasuk that we quoted from Kisisa v'shamam reisos haShabbos, okay, that's the singular. There's something called Shabbos. The second pasuk from Parshas Achrimos, is it Achrimos or is it Kedoshim? Maybe Kedoshim. HaKedah says v'shabbos sosai tishmaru, and you're going to observe my Shabboses. Okay, that's plural. HaKeitzad v'shamam reisos haShabbos shmir achas v'shabbos sosarbei v'shabbos sosai tishmaru shmir achas l'chol Shabbos v'shabbos. So sometimes you could be held accountable and liable, even though it's many Shabbosos, they're all going to be treated like one Shabbos, meaning many could be treated as one. And then sometimes it is going to be multiple Shmiras for one Shabbos. Each Shabbos will be treated in of itself like its own Shabbos. Okay, so in other words, Shabbos could be either one Shabbos for many, that's going to be case number one of our Mishnah, HaShochech Iker Shabbos, or it could be that you'll be liable Karban Chatzos for every single Shabbos. That's the second Pasuk, as V'eshabbos Tzai Tishmaru. That's the person who every given Shabbos wakes up in the morning and thinks, no, today's not Shabbos, today's Sunday. Yeah, I got it. So Maskev L'Rav of Nachman, so Rav Nachman says, Maskel of Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak challenges, by the way, the original offering of this was given in the name of Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak is obviously somebody else. And he says, wow, do I not understand? Ibcha Mistabra. Meaning, if these psukim are the only source for this halacha, you really could have argued it the other way around. V'shem b'nei Yisrael ha'Shabbos shmir achas l'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Meaning in the pasuk that describes Shabbos in the singular. So what we could have gotten out from there is that it's going to be every single Shabbos is going to be treated like an individual unit. And the next pasuk, v'et Shabbos v'sai tishmaru shmir achas l'Shabbos v'sarbe. It could be that multiple Shabbosim is going to be treated like one Shabbos. So in other words, the drushas are not absolutely clear that one pasuk is referring to one particular case, and the Gemara leaves us off over there. Meaning, this kind of discussion the Gemara means, look, we know what the conclusion is. We know there are three different types of shogeg like we described in our Mishnah. What the source of it may be, so the Gemara says, Rav Nachman gave us a proposal, but the Gemara didn't fall in love with this proposal. And we move on. Maishna, Reisha, Maishna, Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Meaning, okay, we're past the first case of the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah is the person forgot about Iker Shabbos. He forgot totally about Shabbos. Not waking up in the morning thinking today was Sunday, but rather he forgot totally about Shabbos. Such an individual has to bring one carbon at the end of it all. Good. That's our Shochech Hikr Shabbos. But then we move on to case number 2 and 3 in the Mishnah. Okay, and let's get comfortable with this terminology because you're going to hear me saying it again and again. Case number 2 in the Mishnah is he remembers Shabbos, but when he woke up in the morning, he forgot that today was Shabbos. And he knows about every malacha. I mean, you can quiz him, you can ask him about Bishul, and he knows about all the details about Bishul. Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Iri Kli Rishon. He knows everything. It's just that when he woke up in the morning, he forgot that today was Saturday. Okay? That is what's called Zadon Malachos Ushigiga Shabbos. Okay, well, we're comfortable with the terminology, not yet. Zadon Malachos, meaning he's intent on the Malachos, he knows about the Malachos, but Shigiga Shabbos, he just simply forgot about Shabbos. He forgot that today was Shabbos. Okay? That's the first case, not the first case, but for our purposes, we're going to be contrasting this and the next one in the Mishnah's cases number 2 and 3, but for our purposes, we'll call that case number 1. The next case in the Mishnah is going to be just the opposite, where he knows that today's Shabbos, but he forgets that cooking is usher. He forgets that starting a fire is usher. Okay? And that's what's called Zadon Shabbos Ushigigas Malachos. Okay. And we know the conclusion, meaning now that I got us comfortable with the terminology, we also are familiar with the conclusion. Meaning on Zadon Malachos Ushigiga Shabbos, how many kabbalas does he need to bring? 1 per Shabbos. On the case of Zadon Shabbos Ushigigas Malachos, how many kabbalas does he need to bring? 1 carbon for every malacha that he violated. Good. The Gemara now asks a simple question. We're on the very top of Ayin Amud Aleph, Mishnah Reisha, Mishnah Seifa. What's the difference between these two? How come in the first case when you wake up in the morning, you forget it was Shabbos, but you knew about every malacha, you only have to bring 1 carbon, Masha Ein Kein, in the Seifa of the Mishnah, where you know that it's Shabbos, but you forget about every malacha, you have to bring a carbon for every single malacha that you violated. What's the difference? I'm Rav Safra. I think intuitively we already know the answer, but the Gemara is now just simply going to articulate. I'm Rav Safra. Kam yediyas Shabbos uparish, ukam yediyas malacha uparish. So the Gemara gives an attempted answer, and the Gemara says, "Well, look. Let's take a look at the root reason why he's abstaining and desisting from doing malacha on Shabbos. Well, in the first case." He is Yediyah Shabbos Uparish, meaning it's because he forgot that it was Shabbos. Had he known it was Shabbos, he wouldn't have done Malacha. In the second case, he forgot it was about the Malacha. If he'd known about the Malacha, then he wouldn't have done the Malacha. So Amarle Rav Nachman, says, that can't be the explanation. Klum Parish Mi Shabbos Ela Mishum Malachos, U Klum Parish Mi Malachos Ela Mishum Shabbos. You're looking at why he's abstaining from Malachos. I'll tell you why he's abstaining from malachos. Because A, it's Shabbos, and B, you're not allowed to do malachos. Meaning, you really can't isolate these two criteria, one from the other. They are both necessary in terms of why a person is Shomer Shabbos. A, because he knows that today's Shabbos, and B, there are activities which are forbidden on Shabbos. And they go hand in hand with one another. So you can't just simply say, well, let's figure out why what he forgot about and why he didn't stop doing Malacha on Shabbos. It comes out that you really need, they work as a tandem. Ela Mishum, I'm sorry, so Amalei Rav Nachman, Klum Parash B'Shabbos, Ela Mishum Malachas, Klum Parash B'Malachas, Ela Mishum Shabbos. Ela Rav Nachman, Karben Dechai Rachman Amai. So Rav Nachman cuts right into it. Look, what we're trying to determine is how many karbanos do you need to bring? Meaning that's our discussion. Not why he did or did not do the malacha. We're trying to understand why it is sometimes you bring 1 karban and why sometimes you bring multiple karbanos. And look, why do you bring a karban altogether? Because you're a shogeg. And now that you know that you bring a karban because you're a shogeg, now you get to ask a very simple question. Well, what were you shogeg about? So, Amaya Ashigaga, Hasam Chad Ashigaga, Hachatuva Shigos Avyan. In the first case in the Mishnah, what was your shogeg? I woke up this morning, I thought today was Sunday. Good. I'm sorry, I thought today was Sunday, I forgot today was Shabbos. That's one mistake. Now, granted that from that one mistake, now I'm going to cook and plow and plant and, well, I don't know about plowing and planting, but I'm gonna cook and I'm gonna drive. And in other words, but it all really is rooted in one shogeg, in one point of forgetting, which is I forgot that today was Shabbos. In the second case of the Mishnah, where it is zadon shagas shigagas malachos, what did I forget? I knew today's Shabbos. I just forgot about, there's this malacha called kosev, and there's a malacha called bishol, and there's a malacha called dash. I just forgot about every particular malacha. So in other words, the number of karbanos that you're going to bring is just simply, what was your shogeg on? The Gemara continues, chayva kol malacha malacha, chilk malachos minala. And now the Gemara asks a very basic question. This is a question asked here. It's we discussed this also in Krisus as well. And look, it comes up again and again. And it's a very basic question. There's a prohibition that you're not allowed to engage in Malachan Shabbos. Good? Done. And meanwhile, what we've all walked into this parak assuming and understanding is that even though Shabbos is one prohibition in the Torah, meaning if I look it up in the Sefer HaMitzvos, okay, I'll look it up in the Sefer HaChinuch, I'll look it up in the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvos, how many mitzvos is this going to constitute in everybody's counting of the mitzvos? It's one mitzvah, or one is, we want to call it one iser. And meanwhile, what happens then is that Shabbos then gets subdivided into 39 categories. And not only is it subdivided, but for every malacha that you violate, you're going to have to bring a separate carbon chatas, assuming that you knew it was Shabbos and you just forgot about each malacha. And so the Gemara's question is now really a simple question. Where do we get this idea that you take Shabbos and you divide into 39 different components? Okay? Meaning it's really only one iser in the Torah. Don't violate Shabbos. And meanwhile, now it branches off into 39, not just 39 different malachos, but each malacha is distinct of one another. As we discussed before, we're going to say it again today's daf, a person could theoretically on Shabbos violate all 39 malachos, having forgotten about each and every one of the malachos, knowing that today was Shabbos, and he's going to have to bring a karban on every one of the malachos that he violated. How do we know this? This is a Gemara's question of chiluk malachos. So minalan amishmol amakra mechala most yumas. If you violate it, most yumas. The Torah rips the mitzos harbe achilo echad. Now the most yumas is a double language. He will die. He will die. And so what the Gemara says is that there are multiple deaths over chilo echad, over one act of violation. Now multiple deaths. Now I am a big believer in reincarnation. In fact, it's one of the 13 principles of faith. But in other words, in an American law, you get this also. You know, how many death sentences is he going to, you know, is he going to... But in other words, what are we doing over here? In other words, darshaning a pasuk, mechala mos yumas, and what we're trying to answer up is, how do I know there's a concept of chiluk malachos? It is strange simply because, first of all, the pasuk that we're quoting is talking about the person who violates Shabbos on purpose. We're not talking about the person violating Shabbos on purpose. We're talking about someone who's a shogeg, someone who forgets about Shabbos. So that's number one. Number two, how do you get from this pasuk that there is multiple malachos and that the malachos are divided from one another? Meaning, true, the pasuk says, most yumas, you will die, you will die. But from there, we're going to generate now the idea that each and every malach is distinct of one another. And the Gemara is going to answer basically to all my questions. Yeah. Yeah, that's basically right. So the Gemara says, "Hi, b'mezik siv." So first off, the first question: this pasuk that we just quoted is not talking about a shogeg; it's talking about someone who intentionally violates Shabbos. So imenu inyal mezik dichsiv kolasa malacha yumas taneu inyal shogeg. So the Gemara says, "Okay, look, we already know the Torah has already established for us that a person who violates Shabbos is put to death. We already know it's a capital crime." Once we already know it's capital crime, so when the Torah tells us this pasuk, telling us that Shabbos you're going to be put to death, so we have the concept of im eino inyan, which means that we look at a pasuk which seems to be superfluous, and we basically say, look, it's not teaching us anything about the death penalty in Shabbos, we already know about it. It must be teaching us something about shogeg. Umayumas. Now, you're never going to be put to death over shogeg. So how are we going to understand the word yumas? Yumas ben mamon. It means kill him monetarily, kill him financially. By bringing a carbon is a wonderful activity. It's a spiritual activity. It also costs money. And so what the Torah is telling us is that for every unintentional violation of Shabbos, and for every single malacha, kill him. Kill him with money. It's a euphemism. It means basically have the guy reach into his pocket and take out money, and every malacha is going to cost him another karban. You must be mammon. Okay, so that is one drasha of how we know chiluk malachos. V'tepikle chiluk malachos. Now, by the way, this is a response given by whom? By Shmuel, who's an Amora. So to this very basic question that the Gemara is asking, how do I know about chiluk malachos, that there are 39 distinct malachos, where you will bring a carbon for every one of them? So the Gemara's first presentation to us is given to us by Shmuel, who is an Amora, and he uses the concept, the methodology of im eino inyan. The Gemara wonders, you know, this question has not started with Shmuel. This question was asked already by the Tanaim, and the Tanaim offer an answer. And the Gemara is now going to want to know, it's very simple. Why didn't Shmuel use the answer provided by the earlier generations? V'typically, chiluk malachos meichad denafka lele Rabbi Nassan detanya. Rabbi Nassan omer. So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan is a Tana. And he says, Los devarish b'chom ha-shvasechem yom ha-shabbos. You're not allowed to burn a fire in all of your dwellings on Shabbos. I mentioned this a while ago. Burning a fire is the only malacha that's explicitly mentioned in the Torah. I guess you could say maybe Mekoshesh Eitzim, the person who gathers the wood, although, to be fair and honest, we're not even sure what he did wrong, meaning the Torah didn't say he was Ma'amer Eitzim, the Torah says he was Mekoshesh Eitzim, and if I remember correctly, and my memory will be proven a couple weeks from now, the Gemara is going to have a debate in terms of what exactly he did wrong. The only malacha that's specifically pointed in the Torah is burning a fire. Now that's one. How many more are there? 38. So why does the Torah only specify burning a fire on Shabbos as opposed to any other malacha on Shabbos? Moshe gathered the Jewish people and he said, Eila hadvarim, sheshes yamim ta'aseh malacha. And for 6 days you're going to be doing work, and on the seventh day you will rest. Now, what we're going to do is a little bit of gematria. Dvarim hadvarim, but these are Tanaim who are doing it, so. Dvarim hadvarim, eila hadvarim. So now let's do this. Eilu shloshim v'teisha malachos shamala Moshe b'Sinai. These are the 39 malachos mentioned to Moshe. Now, did you get to that number 39? How did we get there? So what we're going to do is the Eila. Eila, Aleph, Lamed, Hey. Lamed's 30, Hey is 5, Aleph is 1. So that gives us a total now of 36. Huh? It's 36. And then, Eila, sorry, Dvarim, I'm sorry, Yamin Tasa Dvarim, Dvarim, Hadvarim, Eila Hadvarim. Now we want to get to the number 39.
It adds other things in the
after that. What the? This is Trey Hayler, Abbas Khan, Ela Begamatria, Lamavel. Okay, fine. No, we're good, we're good. No, we're good. We're good. I'm sorry. I thought the hay was going to be the number 5. I was wrong. Anyway, let's do that again. I was right. I just should have followed through. Okay, so Eila now gets us to the number 36. Hadvarim. Now, what does the word dvarim mean? Things. Okay, you know how it works. And whenever we mention a plural, we always take the minimum plural. Tafasta meruba lo tafasta. So you got to take 2. So 36 plus 2, that gets us to 38. And then we have the extra hay. There we go. Hadvarim. So now 38 plus 1 more. That's 39. So these are the 39 malachas that are given to Moshe at Sinai. Yachol, good. Asan kulam behelam echad eino chayav ela achas. Now, what if I violate all 39 malachas on any given Shabbos? So I'll be chayav one karban chatas, right? Like I mentioned before, Shabbos is only one Easter in the Torah. So even though there may be 39 parts to it, but that's just the parts of a greater whole. So no, that's not true, because the Torah then goes on to say, you will not plow, you will not harvest. The adayin ani omra chavish v'aksir chayv shayim v'akulam in a chayv alachas. All right, so maybe chorish and katsir, maybe plowing and harvesting will be counted as two separate ones, but then the rest of them are all going to be considered like one conglomerate whole. To which the Gemara says, "Tamalam lo sevaru esh avaru bechlal haisa." And now we turn to the pasuk of lo sevaru esh, meaning we know that lighting a fire on Shabbos is one of the 39 malachas. Now, even though the Torah doesn't tell us all 39 malachas, but so what? We have what's called Torah Shebichsav and we have what's called Torah Shebalpeh. We have part of the tradition of the Torah, what the 39 malachas are. So why does the Torah go out of its way to specify burning a fire? V'lama yatzas lahakish elav ala malacha. Mahavara shi'av malacha v'chayav alaha bifnei atzma. Of course, she'av malacha chayav alaha bifnei atzma. So just like fire is treated as one single unit of malacha, where you're going to bring a carbon chatzis if you light a fire on Shabbos, so too that would be true by the other 38 malachas as well, that if I do any one of the other 38 malachas, I'll be chayv a carbon on each and every single one of the 38 malachas on Shabbos, just like I'm going to be chayv regarding burning a fire. So, very simple. I know, I said a lot, but it's really very simple. Meaning, to the question of, how do I know there's this concept of chiluk malachos, that the malachos are really divided, and it's not just 39 parts of one whole, but each and every malacha would warrant its own carbon chatas. So the answer is given to us by Rabbi Nassen, who's a Tana. And he says, because the Torah goes out of its way to single out fire. And why? To teach us that every malacha is a single entity. It's a single unit. And just like I'd be chayv a carbon chatas for lighting a fire on Shabbos, I'd be chayv a carbon for every single malacha that I violate on Shabbos. And to that we arrive at the conclusion of chiluk malachos. And the Gemara's question is really simple. Shmuel, you're an Amora. You gave a different drasha. You gave the drasha of Imeino Inyan. Why weren't you happy with the drasha of Lo Sevaru Esh B'chol Moshvos Eichem? Answers the Gemara, Shmuel, Savrala K'Rebbe Yossi. I'll tell you why. Because we stopped in the middle of the Braisa. Let's go on in the Braisa, where Rav Yossi registers another opinion. Da Amar Havar L'Alav Yatzas. Rav Yossi says like this. When you violate Shabbos, it's a capital crime. And if you don't have witnesses, it's an Isser Kares. Rav Yossi says that's true for 38 of the 39 malachas. There's one malacha, says Rav Yossi, where it's not a capital crime. And which malacha is that? Lo sevaru esh b'chol moshvos eichem. Rav Yossi explains that the reason why the Torah singles out burning a fire is because Rav Yossi is of the opinion that burning a fire is not a malacha Shabbos to the same degree that all the other malachos are. All the other malachos are a capital crime, punishable by karis and skila. Burning a fire is only a lav. Now, of course, when I say only a lav, that's still nisr min haTorah, still subject to malchus, but it's only a lav. And so Shmuel agrees with Rav Yossi, and once you agree with Rav Yossi, now you no longer can use the pasuk of Lo Sevaru to teach us the concept of chiluk malachos, and so therefore, back to square one. Where do I get chiluk malachos from? And that's why Shmuel had to offer his explanation of Imeino Inyan. The Tanya, the Gemara now takes us to this next part of the Braisa. Havar l'lav yatzas divar Rav Yossi, Rav Nassan amar l'chalak yatzas. Good. Machlokes is between Rav Yossi and Rabbi Nassan. Why does Torah single out burning a fire? V'tepukle l'chiluk malachos me'echad anafkala l'Rav Yossi. Now the Gemara says, okay, but still, I'm going to ask again on Shmuel. Why Shmuel giving his own drasha of Imeino Inyan? Shmuel, you know, Rav Yossi was also bothered by this very same question. How do I know about chiluk malachos? And Rav Yossi had his own drasha. What is Rav Yossi's drasha? Ditanya Rabbi Yossi Omer. V'asa me'achas me'hena. The Torah, when teaching us about the carbon chatas, it says, and an individual did me'achas from one me'hena of these. Okay. And essentially now what we're going to do is we're going to darshan these two words. Me'achas me'hena. Now the simple pshat in the Torah is, the Torah says to us, look, if you violate any one of these crimes, b'shogeg, and unintentionally you're going to make karban chatas. But what the Gemara now is going to do is it's really going to key in and focus in on the way the Torah describes it. Me'achas, me'hena. And the Gemara explains like this. Pamim shechayav ma'achas akulam, u'pamim shechayav akol achas va'achas. Sometimes you're going to be chayav one for multiple acts. Sometimes you're going to be chayav many for, I'm sorry, you're going to be chayav on each and every act. I'm Rav Yossi, Rabbi Chanin, and my time under Rav Yossi. And how did Rav Yossi get it from the two words, me'achas, me'hena? So the Gemara looks like this. So, achas. So in other words, what we're going to do is we're going to take each word and we're going to first start in each word, and then we're going to blend the two together. So let's start off with the first word, which is me'achas. And take out the prefix of the mem. And you're left with just achas. So the Gemara explains, achas, me'achas, hena, me'hena. Achas, shehi hena, hena, shehi achas. Four separate drushas. One of from the achas, one from the prefix mem, one from the hena, one from the prefix mem. Okay. You'll forgive my count. One from the combination of me'achas mehena, achas mehena, and one from me'achas hena. Okay, may have been confusing the way I just presented it. Let's go through each one and you'll see how each one works out. Number one, achas Shimon. So we'll start off with number one, which is achas. Achas is that if I do an entire act on Shabbos, I'm going to be, it's a punishable act. So let's say I sit down with a pen in my hand on Shabbos and I write out a name. Then the Gemara gives an example of Shimon. So I write out the letter Shin, Mem, Ayin, Vav, Nun. Good. Not good. In other words, you've now successfully violated Shabbos. Because you wrote a name. You did an entire act on Shabbos. Me'achas, that's the achas. Doing one act. Now what does me'achas tell us? That even what we can now do is we can even subdivide the act. Meaning instead of writing Shimon, what if I just stopped after writing two letters? So, and I just write the letter Shin Mem. Shame me Shimon. And I just write the letters Shin Mem, shame me Shimon. I'd be chayev as well. Now, possibly because I wrote two letters, possibly because the word shame is a name in of itself. Of course, we're familiar. The Yeshiva of Shame, right? Where Yaakov went to learn for 22 years. In other words, it could be that it's just simply two letters, or it could be that it's a mini name. Either way, the point being is that that's achas, and that's the prefix mem. Me'achas. An entire act would be writing the word Shimon. A part of the act would be me'achas, writing the shame mishimon.
Your intent doesn't matter in this case. Like what you intended to write doesn't matter. The possibility that it came with the shame,
right,
of the shim verb.
Right. Right. We'll talk more about that later on. Meaning that's that when we talk about the Malach of Kosev, we're going to be discussing this in more detail. But yes, I agree. And then that is the achas me'achas. Now let's do the hena me'hena. Hena avos, me'hena tolados. It's very simple. Hena means these. These are the malachas on Shabbos. How many are there? 39. Mehena. What is Mehena coming to tell us? That even within every malacha, there are sub-malachos, otherwise known to us as tolados. So in other words, the word Mehena is teaching us this concept of that there's an av, and then to that there's a subcategory, which is a tolada. Good. So now we darshan the achas and the me'achas, and now we darshan the hena and mehena, and now we're going to darshan the two words side by side. Achas shihi hena, one could, which could be many, zadon Shabbos, vishigagas malachos. That's going to be where I wake up in the morning. Yep, today's Shabbos. Plan on going shul today, but you forgot about the malachos. So you're going to be chayav multiple karbanos, even though it's only one Shabbos. Hena shihi achas, many which are one, shigagas Shabbos v'zadon malachos. That's when you woke up in the morning and you know about every single malacha. And you know about the details of every single malacha. You simply forgot that today was Shabbos. You thought today was Sunday. You're going to be high of one carbon, even though you did many different malachos. Okay. And that now brings us back to, one more time, I think for the last time today, Shmuel, why didn't you like that drasha? Meaning we're trying to understand, where do we get this concept of chiluk malachos? So either it's Los of Arish B'chom HaShvosechem, which was offered to us by Rabbi Nassan. Shmuel says, yeah, but I hold like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, the Gemara says, well, Rabbi Yossi learns about chiluk malachos from the drasha of Me'achas Mehena. Why don't you like that? And to that, the Gemara's answer is, Shmuel will say, Shmuel, Achashihena, Hena, Shiachas, Lo Mashmalei. The Gemara says, very simply, he doesn't like that drasha. Okay, without much more explanation, there's not more offered in the Gemara in terms of why he didn't like it. Okay, I'll leave it to smarter people to try to understand what it is about it that he didn't like. Okay, Tosfos does point out it's a little bit strange. What comes out now is that if you ask Shmuel, well, who do you agree with, Rabbi Nassim or Rabbi Yossi? The answer is going to be none of the above, meaning I don't agree with Rabbi Nassim, I don't agree with Rabbi Yossi. So where is he getting his Masorah from? And Tosfos answers very simply, obviously from somewhere else. But okay, that obviously. In other words, the Gemara is very terse in terms of what bothers Shmuel with the drushes, Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Yossi, and where does he get this drusha from that he offers. But it opens up really a Pandora's box of, you know, he didn't invent the drusha. I mean, he obviously received it as a tradition, so you know, where did it come from? Okay. In the meantime, however, let's go on. Ba'minei Rav Amir Rav Nachman, Helam Zeh V'Zeh B'Yado, Helam Zeh V'Zeh B'Yado Mahu. Okay. We've been talking now for the past 3 days about basically having a shogeg in one of two ways. Either knowing that today's Shabbos but forgetting about the malachos, or forgetting about the malachos and knowing that today's Shabbos. Okay? And what we've now done, and we've been doing this now for 3 days, is basically, look, if I forget that today was Shabbos, I woke up thinking today was Sunday, and I did malacha A, B, C, D, and E, F, G, and all the way down to all through 39, so I'm only going to be one Karman Chattas because it's only one act of Shogeg. I forgot that today was Shabbos. Conversely, if I know that today was Shabbos, but I forgot every Malacha, so I'm going to have to bring a carpet for every Malacha that I was Shogeg about. Good. That's what we've been discussing now for the past 3 days. And to that now, the Gemara asks a very simple question. What if you're Shogeg about both? Meaning, you wake up in the morning, you forget that today was Shabbos, and you also forgot about the Malachas. You were a shogeg zeh uvzeh.
What's the difference between
the
one is shogeg Shabbat? What does it matter whether you're a shogeg or
not? Yeah. The only question is now, how many kabbalas does he need to bring?
The idea was that he didn't realize it was Shabbat.
Yeah, but it's good he forgot about Shabbat. He also forgot about the malachos. Meaning, if you would have tapped him on the shoulder and said, you know, today's Shabbos. Okay, good. He'll still do every malacha, because he forgot about the malachos.
Yeah, but that's different. At this point, he still doesn't know it's Shabbat. It's like, once he doesn't know it's Shabbat, I think nothing God can...
In other words, don't get confused. I do this also. Meaning, you're going back to the first case of the Mishnah, where he shocheach ikar Shabbos. He totally forgot about Shabbos. That's not the case over here. He knows about Shabbos. You ask him, is this thing called Shabbos? Sure. I'm totally familiar with it. I went to yeshiva. I know. Right? I just didn't know that today was Shabbos. Okay, good. So in other words, but as we also learned, you're only going to, if that happens, you're only going to bring one carbon chatzos for that whole day, regardless of what happened that day. But we also learned that if you're a shogeg on the malachas, you're going to be chayv a carbon in every malacha. So the Gemara's question now is really straightforward. What if he was shogeg on both? He forgot that today was Shabbos, and furthermore, he forgot about every one of the malachas. So now, what's the shogeg going to hold him accountable for? The forgetting that today was Shabbos, or the forgetting about every malacha?
Why didn't the Mishnah mention that case?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a really good question. I don't know the answer to that question. Meaning, you would think, I mean, the Mishnah isolates the two, and now we know what the conclusion would be with the two. I mean, this is an... I mean, I'm not going to help you, but... because I don't know the answer. But it's interesting how the Gemara doesn't ask this question until Rav and Rav Nachman, who are like third generation Amoraim. Like, you're right. It's something that it could have been discussed in the Mishnayos very easily. Okay, it's a good question. Helam zev v'zev biyado, mahu. So amale hara helam Shabbos biyado v'eno chai v'lachas. So the Gemara, basically the conversation that you and I just had, the Gemara is going to have the same discussion. The Gemara says, well, he did forget that today was Shabbos, so therefore it's only one carbon. Adarabba, hare helam malachos biyado v'chai v'kol achas v'achas. Okay, but he also forgot about every malacha also. Can't forget about that. I mean, he did. But don't forget about that. So, Am Ravashi Chazina. So, Ravashi says, well, let's see. Meaning, let's see what's the real show gig. Right? In other words, the Gemara is not going to play psychologist. what is the core, what is the Iker show gig? What did he really forget about? Imishum Shabbos Kaparish Hare Helam Shabbos Yado. Veino chayev ala achas. V'imishu malacha kaparish harei ala malachas v'yado v'chayev kol achas v'achas. Well, let's see if we can determine what exactly is it that what exactly is it that didn't prevent him from doing the malachas? Meaning, was it the forgetting about Shabbos or was it forgetting about the malachas? So, amale ravina la ravashi. So, the Gemara says, what? Klum parish mi Shabbos el mishum malachos, and klum parish mi malachos el mishum Shabbos. Again, you can't do that. You can't bifurcate Shabbos and the malachos. Meaning, you don't do malachos on Shabbos because, A, it's a malacha, and B, it's Shabbos. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to give an answer to the person who forgot about both. He forgot that today was Shabbos, and he also forgot about the malachos. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to isolate. Well, what's really at the root of his forgetting? What do you mean what's at the root of his forgetting? He forgot about both, and if you reminded him about one of the two, he's still going to do the malacha. You need, in order to stop doing malachas on Shabbos, you need two pieces of information. Today is Saturday, or Friday night, and that malachas are also in the Torah. Without those two together, you're not going to be a Shomer Shabbos. So the Gemara is basically saying you can't isolate one or the other. You can't really look at this individual who forgot about both and say, well, let's determine what the root cause is. The Gemara says that's ridiculous. So the Gemara says, Elo Ravashi, Klum Parash Meshabbos El Mishum Malachos, Klum Parash Mamalachos El Mishum Shabbos. Elo Lo Shnam. So the Gemara says it's not going to make a difference. Tanan. So, the question's still on the table. No. El Lo Shna, the Gemara's answer is, you're only going to be chayav one carbon. Okay, Tanan. The Gemara says, well, let's take a look at the Mishnah, which we're going to get to on Shabbos, Im Yirtzeh Hashem. Avos Malachus Arbaim Chasar Achas V'Avina Baminyan Alamali. The Gemara then goes through all 39 Malachas. But the opening of the Mishnah is, these are the 39 Malachas. And we ask a very simple question. I'm Rav Yochan. This is the second time we're hearing this question. And we're going to hear it the third time on 9 Gimel. Minyan alamali, why does the Mishnah start off by saying these are 39 malachas? Simply go through the Mishnah and count. If I do all 39 in one halama, chayv akol achas v'achas. I'll be chayv for every single one. Okay, good. Like we talked about yesterday, like we talked about earlier this morning, like we're talking about right now, the reason why the Mishnah says 39 is because it's possible, it's totally feasible, that a person could be chayav 39 malachas on one given Shabbos. Now, and the reason why is because he forgot about all 39 malachas. Now, bishlama halam zev zeb yado chayav kol achas v'achas shapir. Now, let's go back to our question. Our question is for the individual who forgot about both. He forgot that today was Shabbos, and he forgot about every one of the malachas. Now, if you're going to tell me that the conclusion is for such an individual, that he's going to be chayav, this person, for every one of the malachos, then I understand the question and answer of Rav Yochanan on Daf Ayin Gimel. Meaning, this person is going to be chayav for every one of the malachos. Because in addition to forgetting about every one of the malachos, he also forgot about Shabbos as well. Good. Elei amar helam Shabbos biyado, ein chayav ala achas, heichi mishkachas la. So the Gemara says, okay, but now, if you want to tell me that for the person who forgets about both, he's only going to be chayav one carbon. So now that means that the Mishnah 9 Gimel, And Rav Yochanan's addendum to that Mishnah, which is that the reason why the Mishnah says 39 is because you're going to be chayv 39 carbon chatases, is because you forgot about every single one. That Mishnah has to be dealing with and only dealing with the case where you were zadon Shabbos and shigagos malachos. What you knew today was Shabbos, you just simply forgot about every one of the malachos. Zadon shigagos v'shigagos malachos. Ha nicha isavar leker Rabbi Yochanan da amar keva sheshagag b'kareis alfa pishi hizid b'lav mishkachala diyadale Shabbos b'lav. So now, how are we going to arrive at the conclusion this person was a shogeg? Well, it's very simple according to Rav Yochanan, because, going back to yesterday's daf, and I reviewed at the beginning of this morning, Rav Yochanan says, do you know how you get to shogeg? Where you know it's usher in the Torah, you know the Torah prohibits it, you just simply forgot the chomer ha'onesh, how severe violating Shabbos is, where it's punishable by kares. So it's now we can just simply look at the Mishnah later on and say, how can that person be chayiv 39 separate carbon chatzeses? It's very simple. Because he knew about every one of the malachos, but you know what he forgot about? He forgot that with every one of them comes the punishment of kares. And so that's why it's going to be shogeg 1, 2, 3, until 39 times. Ela yisavar like Rabbi Shimon malachos d'amar ashi yishog b'lav v'kares. However, if you hold like Reish Lakish, that the only way that you achieve a shogeg is only if you have forgotten not only about the Chomer Ha'isser, but you have forgotten about the actual Malacha itself. So now the Mishnah and Ayin Gimel is dealing with the guy. It's not just a list of Malachos. It's a story about a guy who has forgotten, or a girl who has forgotten about all 39 malachos. So now the question is, and remember, we already asked this question once before, so if you've forgotten about all 39 malachos, and Reish Lakish's definition of shogeg is, not only did you not remember that it's an Isser Karis, you simply forgot about the actual malacha itself. So now this person has escaped him that there are there's no malacha, meaning Shabbos is... essentially, what is Shabbos? I don't know about Bishul, I don't know about Dash, I don't know about Zoreah, and Kotzer, and Choresh, and I don't know about any of that. I do know. I've forgotten about all of that, so the Gemara now wants to know, so how can you say that he's a Zadon Shabbos? That he remembers that today is Shabbos? Remember, we asked this question already once before, but let's say it again. Such a good question. What's Shabbos without knowing about the malachos? And like we said a couple days ago, don't say it's Kiddush and Avdala, because, interestingly enough, Kiddush and Avdala are mitzvos for sure, but it's not the main definition of Shabbos. The main definition of Shabbos is the malachos. So how can you have an individual who is a Zadon Shabbos, but a Shigagos malachos, and meanwhile, he doesn't know about a single malacha? Gemara's answer is the same answer that we gave a couple of days ago, which is Shabbos b'mai diadalei b'tchumim v'ali b'de Rabbi Akiva. You know what he knows about? He knows about tchumim according to Rabbi Akiva. You're not allowed to go outside of tchum Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says it's an issa d'oraisa. So when you travel outside of tchum Shabbos, outside 2,000 amos of your city limits, so you're violating issa on Shabbos. So this individual is a Zadon Shabbos. How is he a Zadon Shabbos? He remembers about Tchom. For whatever reason, happens to be the Rebbe was very good that day. He remembered that particular lesson on Shabbos. But then when it came to all the other malachos on Shabbos, forgot about all 39 malachos, and that's how we can arrive at a scenario where you are a Zadon Shabbos, but a Shigagos malachos, i.e. all 39 malachos. Okay. Adkan, so let's quickly review today's daf. Okay, the question basically, today's daf really can be summarized in terms of one basic question. How do I know there's a concept of chiluk malachos? That 39 malachos on Shabbos are not just simply 39 parts of one Isser in the Torah, but rather each and every malacha constitutes its own separate entity. Thereby which, if I violate all 39 malachos on Shabbos, I'm going to have to bring 39 carbon chatzis. How do I know that? Either the drasha of Shmuel Mechala Mos Yumasi Meno Inyan, the drasha of Rabbi Nasan, which is Los Devar Eish Bechom Ashvasech Miyam HaShabbos, why single out Eish, the drasha of Rabbi Yossi, Me'achat Mehena, and then the Gemara summarized today, not summarized, then the Gemara asked the question of, what if I was a shogeg on both? A shogeg on Shabbos and a shogeg on the Malachos. What would then be the halacha? To that, the Gemara's response is, it sounds like the Gemara's response is, you'd be chayv only one karban chatas. Okay. Stop over here. Tomorrow, pick it up to the two dots. Refuah Shlema for Binyamin Zev, Kohen Ben Sharon Arif. Rechana Ben Akash, Amar Asa, Kash Baruch, Lezak, Yisrael, Fichach, Herbem, Tarmitz, Shoshana, Amar, Chafetz, Amantziko, Yagdil, Tarav, Yadir.